Hey, it's Deep Focus. I'm your host, Mitch Goldman. This is part two of three parts of a show that aired Monday, March 18th, 2024. Graham Haynes, my guest, the topic of Woody Shaw. And if you don't have some of Graham Haynes' music and Woody Shaw's music in your collection, you're missing out. You really should. Both of them have pretty thorough discographies. Both have recorded on a number of different labels, which is really helpful, actually, for finding rarities and things that you might have been out of print. Maybe one label's out of print, another one might be in print, so that's an advantage for you. Both, I would say, you really can't find a clam in the bunch. If you find anything with either of them on there, it's at least going to be interesting listening. And I would say both are usually found in the company of other great players like themselves. And if you haven't heard part one of this show, you might want to go back and check that out first. But either which way, this is part two starting now.
You are listening to WKCR FM New York, WKCR HD, WKCR.org. I'm your host, Mitch Goldman. We call the show Deep Focus, and man, we are in it. This is what we do. We invite a guest into the studio, and the guest chooses a topic, and we plunge into the WKCR archives and find live unreleased recordings of whomever the guest chooses. And tonight, so happy having Graham Haynes here with me, and Graham's pointing the lens at the spectacular Woody Shaw. And don't you know, sure enough, we have some great live recordings. And here we are at Uncle Poe's Carnegie Hall. Not that Carnegie Hall, this Carnegie Hall in Hamburg, West Germany. The date, July 19th, 1979. Earlier in the show, if you were listening, you heard North Sea Jazz Festival. That was 5 days earlier. Same band, Carter Jefferson on tenor and soprano saxophone, Onaje Allen Gums piano, Stafford James on the bass, Victor Lewis on the drums. We heard the legend of Cheops and Stepping Stones. And Graham, we were talking about what instrument Woody was playing there. Was that... Hold on. Whoop, whoop.
You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a trumpet. It could have been a cornet, but it wasn't a flugel.
No.
I can tell it wasn't a flugel, but I'm trying to think now. Woody, I think, was one of those guys. You know, there were players who would play a flugel with a trumpet mouthpiece.
Interesting.
And it gives it a sound that's almost closer to a cornet. It doesn't really sound as full as a flugel because the mouthpiece is a little shallower and it's a little more brilliant, the sound, than the regular sound of a flugel. But I think that was a trumpet, probably. It was probably a trumpet. Might have been a cornet, but it was probably a trumpet.
He has such a rich sound.
Yeah, he has a rich sound. He has a rich sound on trumpet, flugel, and cornet. And I saw him play all three. You know, he played all three instruments, trumpet, flugelhorn, and cornet. Yeah.
Graham, this is a special moment for you. You're a busy man, and there's a lot of attention being brought to bear on your ideas. Can I ask you to talk about your residency here in New York City?
Yes, okay. Thanks to 411 and the people at 411 who've been really great, I was offered this artist residency, and I was pretty much offered the opportunity to do what I wanted to do. And so that's what I'm doing. It's pretty much a one-month long artist residency that's happening all over New York, particularly in Brooklyn and Manhattan. 411 is a nonprofit that's based in Brooklyn and Williamsburg. However, because they are renovating that space, we're doing our residency at various locations, one of them being Blank Forms in Brooklyn. We played at the Sultan Room. We had a really great show with Hassan. That was great.
That's
bad
a cool
you couldn't
room.
Have made.
Yeah, yeah.
With Hassan Akhmoon, Adam Rudolph, myself, and Hassan's brother, Abdul Rahim. That was a great show. I did a master class at Blank Forms on Saturday. tomorrow I'm doing a discussion, a conversation with Professor Dr. Robin Kelly, and we are talking about some of the things I'm working on now and some of the things I've worked on in the past and a lot of different things. I have a few more shows coming up. I have one performance of my string quartet that's going to be performed by Momenta Strings, Momenta Quartet. I guess if anyone wants information for any of this, any of these events, they should go to the 411 website. And let me find that information. I'll come back with that. But 411 is four. It's spelled out. It's not 411. The number 411 is FOURONEONE 411.
Gotcha.
Let me. You gonna look that up for me?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. I don't have a computer. I've got my phone. But that looks right. We will. We're gonna confirm that for you. If you just stay tuned with us, we will.
Yeah, the residency is going on until April 10th or April 12th. I'm doing a couple of shows at New Blue, where I'm conducting New Blue Orchestra.
I got it. You got it? It's 411 Projects, all spelled out, FOURONEONE, projects.org. 411projects.org, artist in residence, March 12th to April 15th. And yeah, it's all in here coming up. Robin Kelly.
So anyone who wants information about the shows or conversations or anything can go to the 411projects. .com website.
.org.
.org.
411projects.org. Yep, I'm looking at it here.
411projects.org.
.org.
You go to that site and you can get all the info about
March 27th. You'll be doing an evening. I'm curious about this. An evening with Vijay Iyer at Blank Forms. Is that music performance or something else?
That's going to be, I'm playing a lot of music. It's going to be kind of like my idea of a listening party, a listening session. I'm going to play a lot of music that influenced me, and we're going to talk, you know.
Sounds kind of like Deep Focus.
Kind of. I don't know if all this stuff is going to be live recordings. You know? But yeah,
with that idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, man. You know, now, you know, aside from interviews, you know, when I was a young lad coming up, there wasn't all this talk about music. Now you have all these panel discussions and, you know, because now all these arts organizations and arts institutions and all these things, grants and all these academia, and all of a sudden everybody wants to talk about the music. When I was coming up, we played and, you know, you might have had some interviews here and there, but I mean, that was kind of like it.
Yeah.
You know, but now everyone, you know, wants to discuss everything. So
I will not ask you
where we are.
Pass judgment on that. But I will say, no, you really, this is quite a lineup and a lot of, how do you keep track of all this stuff in your head? This is like a different program every night.
Yeah. Not only that, I have so many interviews in between. You know, I've been doing interviews since I got in town. I'm not living in the country these days. I'm living out of the country. So now, from the time I hit town, it was like, bang, interview, workshop, performance, and it's going to be like that until the end of the residency. You know, it's like, yeah, I got to take some vitamins, something.
Yeah, it is a very impressive and very interesting program to program to program. 411, all spelled out in words. 411projects.org. And if you go there, you can, it says, join our mailing list. They'll take your info and send you this stuff and keep it up to date. They're a great organization to be aware of what they're doing.
Yes, they're doing great things. And I really appreciate that they allowed me to do this residency. And they made everything possible. and they really pulled out all the stops to make this happen. It's really incredible. You know, they've been very supportive in my doing this. So, yeah.
Tomorrow,
This is only their second residency. They did one before, and this is their.
I think with Melvin Gibbs, right?
Well, Melvin was involved in it, but it wasn't Melvin's residency.
Oh, right. You're right. Yeah.
Melvin performed a couple of nights.
I'm going to run down real quick one more time all this information you should know about. So the next program is Wednesday, the evening with Vijay Iyer and Graham Haynes.
No, actually, the next program.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yes.
I think that's an RSVP thing,
yes.
The discussion with Robin Kelly tomorrow at Harvey Foundation down in Soho.
Yes, exactly right. The following Wednesday is the 27th evening with Vijay Iyer and Graham Haynes at Blank Forms. Does say RSVPs are at capacity, but you can email for the wait list. Go to the website to see that. The following night with Momenta Quartet, performing Graham Haynes' String Quartet Number 1 at another great venue, Greenwich House Recital Hall, and on Barrow Street. That Sunday, the 31st of March, by the way, the year is 2024, if you're listening to the Deep Focus podcast, don't come the wrong year. You'll be performing Graham Haynes with Lucy Vitkova and Shakur Hakim. Hopefully got that right.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's at the Sundown Bar, home borough of Queens. And last program listed here is Tuesday, April 9th and Wednesday the 10th with New Blue Orchestra at New Blue on Avenue C here in Manhattan. One more time, I'm going to tell you, if you want to get this information, go to the website for 411, not-for-profit organization in Brooklyn, and the website is 411projects.org, all spelled out. FOURONE projects.org. And the show's called Deep Focus. It's available. If you missed part of the show, or you want to hear one of the other Deep Focus programs that Graham and I have done together, or the shows I've done with Vijay Iyer, or with Melvin Gibbs, or with so many other artists, you can find them all on the Deep Focus podcast on that phone in your pocket right now. And you can, it's all free, just like on the radio, no advertising. And it's, you can listen anytime you like. You can send episodes to your friends. You can play it any way you like. We'd love to have you along. It's Deep Focus. And it's, if you don't find it on your favorite podcasting app, you can always find it at the hosting site, which is mitchgoldman.podbean.com. And this Deep Focus is on the wonderful Woody Shaw. We are at Uncle Poe's Carnegie Hall. Don't picture a 2,800 seat concert hall. Picture a joint in Hamburg. I think they're still there, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Wow. The place I remember in Hamburg is the Fabrik.
Oh, I know that place, yeah.
And you were talking about, you were talking about my string quartet, the performance of my string quartet. Well, I don't know who I was performing with. I was in Hamburg. I think I was performing with David Murray. But I was in Hamburg, and I decided to go to the Fabrik. And Carla Bley, I think, was performing at the Fabrik. So I went to see Carla Bley. And in walks in Ornette Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
So Ornette was in town for something, and I spoke to him, and we would talk every time I would speak with Ornette. I would ask him to explain the harmonic theory.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, in the end, he said, look, write a string quartet, then you'll understand more about the theory of the harmonic theory. So that's what I did. I wrote a string quartet. So, I mean, it was much later that I wrote it, but I wrote it because Ornette suggested that I do that to understand the harmonic theory. Now, whether I'm closer to the harmonic theory or not, I don't know, but I wrote that string quartet because of Ornette.
All right. Well, that is a good enough reason to go a great distance in my book. Mm. Absolutely. We are this show, this tour of 1979, Woody Shaw with Carter Jefferson, Onaje on tenor and soprano saxophones, Onaje Allen Gums on piano, Stafford James on the bass, Victor Lewis on the drums. And it was this evolving group, more or less, that Woody Shaw maintained from this period through almost to the end of his days, which was less than a decade later. Anything more to be said about that? Should we go back into, we've got one more piece in this set, and then we've got another great thing to move along to, too.
Yeah, no, nothing else much to say. We'll play that piece and then go to the Keystone.
The Keystone Corner, yeah. Yes, that's coming up. But right now we are in Hamburg. Uncle Poe's did close. 1985, apparently. But had a noble flight for about 15 years back around this time. And okay, so here we go. It's some live unreleased music from Woody Shaw. Woody Shaw put out a great stack of beautiful records on a bunch of different labels. And if you're enjoying this music, you should have some Woody Shaw in your collection. I can't tell you off the top of my head what is and is not in print these days, but seek and ye shall find, I'm sure. And anything you can find.
Well, you know, Woody's son, Woody III, has been putting together a lot of Woody's archive, and I believe there's a website. I think there's a website, and there might be in the works some kind of big compilation or something. I don't know. I know his son was working on something. So if you go online, you might be able to find some of that stuff.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that. I feel like I stumbled onto that website at one point some years ago. But, yeah, I think it was pretty hard.
Yeah, and he's got
hardy.
A lot of great recordings.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of great stuff. I mean, he posts stuff on online sometimes, and I go and check, and I was like, oof.
I got to go practice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, I play this stuff, you know, these clips of solos, and I just play the solo over and over and over and over. I mean, the guy, you know, Woody Shaw, man.
Yeah. Well, for somebody who hasn't spent a lot of time with this music, maybe you could talk them through a little bit. What kinds of things are you hearing, or what would you recommend somebody listen for in Woody's solos or his approach?
The invention. You know, Woody created a new language with the instrument, a new vocabulary, which had to do with playing over chord changes modally. But it's the way he did it. It's like, you know, like that story, that the way he scrambles those eggs, you know?
yeah.
Just the invention, you know, and then the swagger, too, you know. But, I mean, Woody was a very deep, deep thinker and a very, very dedicated, you know, from what I understand, he was a child prodigy on the trumpet.
I could definitely believe that.
He was one of these, I mean, you know, whippersnapper trumpet players. You know, I wasn't like that when I was young. I was just trying to figure stuff out. But Woody was one of those players that, you know, he was practicing all day. And on all these recordings, you can hear that. He was always his technique was always very on point, but it was like the invention, you know, the invention and these melodic things, these shapes and these intervallic things he was playing over chords. That's what I listen to.
There's no shortcut from the hours and hours and hours in the shed, is there?
No, on any instrument, there's no shortcut. I mean, you know, there's no shortcut. There are shortcuts to keeping your chops up, but that's just keeping your chops up. But I mean, to really making a statement, a unique statement, you got to put the time in there. There's no way to get around it, you know. I mean, you know, there's no way to get around it.
Well, you will hear it. You're going to hear it right now. We are in Hamburg, West Germany, at Uncle Poe's Carnegie Hall. And once again, the band Carter Jefferson on the reeds, rhythm section of Onaje Allen Gums piano, Stafford James on the bass, Victor Lewis on the drums. It all comes back to you. It's Deep Focus. I'm your host, Mitch Goldman, on WKCR. for that stinger. I don't want to jump out on that stinger. That's it all comes back to you. You're a huge Woody Shaw fan. You're listening to this show. You tuned in the middle. You're going, what record is this? I don't know this record. Or maybe you say it like Phil Shapp said, record. I always like that. But it's not a record. It's a live recording from the WKCR archives. The show's called Deep Focus. I'm your host, Mitch Goldman. And we are here with Graham Haines, passing through town, doing this fantastic residency that we were talking about. I'll give you the information for that in just a bit again. But at Graham's direction, we are turning our gaze to the magnificent Woody Shaw. And that was a recording from Uncle Poe's Carnegie Hall, a club in Hamburg, West Germany. I think it was West Germany the entire time that club existed. Quintet of Carter Jefferson on tenor and soprano saxophones, Onaje on Gums piano, Stafford James on the bass, Victor Lewis on the drums, and Woody Shaw, of course. Well, it says trumpet. We think maybe trumpet. Maybe. A brass instrument, certainly. And that when it all comes back to you, you can kind of hear the lyrics in that melody.
Yeah.
So, we've got an embarrassment of riches here, Graham. We've got a number of recordings generally in this era when Woody Shaw's assembling this quintet. And but we've got a few different venues and a few different variations on the band. And where shall we go next?
Okay, so let's go to this Keystone Corner, 1980. And let's take it from CD one.
So we've got a little different ensemble we're working with here, don't we?
Yeah, we've changed. Now we have, let me look. Yeah, Steve Touré is now in the group. Carter Jefferson is not in the group anymore. Mulgrew Miller's playing piano instead of Onaje Allen Gums. And Victor Lewis is still on drums.
I'm looking at this. Okay. So, now, this is a little different set list. So, we're going to hear from set two. They did three sets. Also, at Uncle Poe's, they did three sets that night. And they did three sets here this night as well. And what can you tell us about this piece?
What can I tell you about the piece? I don't know the piece, but I said start with CD one.
Oh, you know what? Let me see if I have it.
Yeah, let me know what you got.
I'll let you know what I got. I got. I've got CD two.
Mm-hmm. You have CD two. Do you have three?
I have CD three.
But you don't have one.
Don't have one.
Okay, let's Can we start CD three with the third track, The Liberator, and they play The Liberator and To Kill a Brick, and then we'll decide from there where we're going to go.
At Keystone Corner? I got a... We're looking at different lists?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying. CD three. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, CD three. Start on track three. So we play track three and four, and then we'll decide where to go after that.
How about, why don't we start at the top of the set? I think we got plenty of time for it. We'll do our...
You want to start at the top?
Does that sound all right? Top of that set? Pick a set. I think that...
Oh, you want to start at the top of one of the sets.
It's deep focus, man.
yeah, but how much time do we have? Okay, let's see. Let's start with CD1, but you don't have CD1.
Don't have CD1.
Okay, let's start it. Let's start at CD three, the top of the set. So the first tune is We'll Be Together Again, which is one of the ballads that he liked to play.
I love it. All right. So it's Woody Shaw, and we are at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco, September 25th, 1980. Where were you, Graham, September 1980?
September 1980. I was probably somewhere in some club jamming somewhere in New York.
I bet you were. It's our guest, Graham Haines. I said I'd give the information about the residency that Graham's doing. It is 411projects.org. 411 is the name of the organization that's put this together, and you got to spell out that name. So F-O-U-R-O-N-E-O-N-E projects.org. And it's a really impressive list of events that Graham's here. So glad you made time for us tonight. And some music from Woody Shaw on WKCR.
Thank you. together again. Thank you very much. Right now, we're going to start off our jam session. And we're going to invite a very fine pianist that we know from New York City. And he's residing for a while here in San Francisco. And he just played with us a few weeks ago in New York. And his name is Joe Bonner. We'll play some Joe. Joe Bonner.
He split.
Sorry about that. That was a lie. We ain't got no saxophone, man. Get out of here. Can you play?
So what? My band. Now, what you gonna do about that? Huh?
What was that, you're asking yourself? That, I believe, was Woody Shaw laying down the law. Was it a live set? Yes, it was. That was in San Francisco, 1980, Keystone Corner from the WKCR archives. This is WKCR-FM New York, WKCR-HD, WKCR.org, anywhere in the world. You could tell your friends in Rangoon and Saskatoon. They can find us there, WKCR.org, or they can listen to this show, Deep Focus, on the Deep Focus podcast, which is on your favorite podcasting app, just like on the radio. All free, no commercials, no begging, no pitching, and you can listen to any of hundreds of episodes, including those with my guest tonight, Graham Haines, here in the studio, and we are focusing on the work of Woody Shaw, and that was, I think, a very real moment.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Graham Haines is going to have some really interesting things to say about that very real moment, but you're going to have to listen to part three of this program to hear it. Once again, the date is March 18th, 2024, a Monday night, 6 to 9 p.m. And Graham Haines, my guest, Woody Shaw, our topic. You haven't subscribed yet to Deep Focus? Oh, man. Do it right now. Make sure that you get every episode. You'll get a little announcement when they get posted and everything. And please do give us some likes so that folks who haven't heard the show might find it. You know, there are millions of podcasts, and our listenership to this show, let me just put it this way. When you listen to the podcast, it shows up. I know. And when one person gives us some likes, a whole bunch of other people find the show, which is really cool. And so please do that if you don't mind. And I will keep bringing this program to you with no advertisements, no other pitches or anything else like that, right? And you can follow us on Instagram. We're Deep Focus Podcast. You can email us. We are deepfocusnow@gmail.com. And okay, I'll see you over at part three.